This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday already, May the 11th, the DJV Experience on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Follow us on Twitter, at DJV Show. Doug and Victoria. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, who is the star of the day in Washington at our studios there.
I'm the star of the day.
Yeah. All right, so the question comes on what to do this weekend. It's Mother's Day. What path are you going to take with your mom? How much time are you going to spend with your mother? Whole day, part of the day, whole weekend? Do you spend more time on Mother's Day with your mom than you normally would? Or do you spend time, it sounds to me like the three of you all spend regular quality time with your mothers anyway. I know Jennifer does, and listen to Victoria, she's got a great relationship with her mom, goes down there every weekend to the Jersey Shore. Kara's mom is nearby, so they're all, and I think it's kind of cool, actually. I like listening to you tell your stories of what you do with your moms and your dads. So this weekend may not be any different, other than it's one of those Hallmark things, and then it's great for advertising because we've sort of fallen into this. Let's do something special for our mom for Mother's Day. So if you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, any of the social media, you'll see the ladies have all posted the information about the Mother's Day special at Sherry's Berry. So you can go there and get the details of what they have starting at $19.99 plus shipping. This is a very cool deal, and you can get it at berries.com with the code DJV and that microphone. But if you want to get the story behind the story, you can go to the Facebook pages or Twitter. The DJV Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, too, at DJV Show. And then there's this other, as long as I'm reminding you, I think today is the last day to be able to pull this off for Mother's Day. That is the parachutehome.com situation with bedding. And I think you at first, all three of you kind of chuckled at me when I suggested this would be a good Mother's Day present. But I think now you actually agree with me that it is a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. Not just because they're sponsors. We could put this info up on our social media as well. This is a place to go so that you have an understanding about thread count and how silly that really is. Because I didn't know this. This was great education for me when I went to the store, which is over in Venice. They have a storefront there. That's where they ship the big, it's like a, when you go in the back room, It's the enterprising bees. They're all over the place taking care of business. It's really neat to see how this company is growing. They've donated over 12,000 bed nets to Nothing But Nets, which is a UN campaign. All the bedding that is guaranteed from parachutehome.com, if you get it, you don't like it, you send it back. That gets donated to Habitat for Humanity. I think all these things are important to people, don't you?
I certainly look for companies that have a give back, kind of a some sort of incentive. I like to think that I'm a conscious consumer, and I think a lot of people are now. Yeah, and there's so many studies with, especially with millennials, that this is something that we look for. It's really important. So I love that Parachute Home has two different types of give back.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and that's an important thing. Remind your mom when you get her the sheets. That's part of what, if she has never heard of them before, she doesn't listen to this program, she hasn't heard us tell the story, then you can inform her, or you can just send her to parachutehome.com/DJV. But you'll have gone there already to order the sheets, that if you order them today, you'll get them in time for Mother's Day. All right? Get your mom a comfortable night's sleep at parachutehome.com/DJV. So we got two great ideas. put them together. If I were, if I had a mom, I would put both of them together because it's your mother. Spend a couple of bucks. Come on, will you please? Names in the news, or perhaps people in the news. Israel Horowitz lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He had his driver's license renewed this week. Guess how old he is?
107.
Well, he's 100.
Wow.
He started driving before he needed a license. You didn't need a license. Okay, let's say the guy's 100 years old. That means he was born in what, 1917, right?
Mm-hmm.
1917. All right. So he started driving, he says, 83 years ago. And in Florida, where he's always lived, he didn't need to have a driver's license until he was well along in his experience. So it was easy for him to get the license. He got his last license in 2006. And so this one is good for, I think in Florida, they're actually good for 10 years, no matter what your age. I think that's kind of cool. Don't you think that is? I mean, really, or is there a negative side to this? The accidents that happen oftentimes, especially down there, happen at the hands of people who are too old to be able to drive well.
Exactly. So, I feel like after 80, you should be retested, like your driving test. I think you I think you should have to take a new vision test and new driving test.
Uh-huh. Well,
and every,
okay,
like, 2 years
all right
after that.
That's fair enough. That's okay. Make sure you know how to... I got a... did I tell you this, Jennifer? I don't know if I said this on the air or not. I got a ticket for $490 driving through a red light in Beverly Hills a couple of weeks ago.
Yay.
I just got the thing in the mail this week. And it has a picture of the car going through the red light. It has a picture of me. And you, me driving the car. There's four cameras on each corner, and they take a different angle picture of you as you go through. And I don't even actually, I didn't even remember this. It was on Olympic at Beverly, a street that I take frequently, and so I don't remember the incident at all. But when I checked into it, I called a couple of friends of mine who are lawyers, and they said nobody's paying them anymore because they're a scam. Is that true, Jennifer? That there is not, when they go to court, you can throw them out because the cameras never get calibrated, so they just stop.
Yeah.
Chasing you around for them.
That's what I've heard. I've never had, like, personal, someone who confirmed that, like, personally that I knew, but I had heard that there were a lot of people that you could fight it. If the police officer is not physically there in front of you, you can usually fight it.
Yeah. The police officer wasn't there. It was just a camera.
You just have to go through the trouble of actually doing it.
Well, I have an out-of-state license, so it makes it maybe easier. Apparently, my son says that they don't ever chase you. If you're California license, they just, you know, because people are contested.
See, now, I don't think that's true. Because I actually had one sent to me, not for a red light cam, but for one of those, what are our lanes called? Not the carpool lane or the HOV lane, but the fast track lane, basically.
Yeah.
The express lane. So that you have to have a special card to drive.
They charge you to get...
Right. They charge you to drive in this particular lane.
So much
because,
for the freeways. Yeah.
Yes, right. It runs alongside the freeway.
Yeah.
So I actually found myself in the lane by mistake. I didn't realize that I was getting into the lane, and then I was like, oh, no, and I was kind of trapped in there. And so whammo, there goes the flash. And they did track me down. I mean, it was only 99 cents, so I just paid it because I thought I don't need the trouble.
Right.
But... they still sent me a picture of my license plate, and there was dopey me going, oh, I'm in the wrong lane.
Yeah. Oh, man. Cameras, that get back to where we were in the last hour about surveillance everywhere. You can't have any fun anymore. No fun.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, David Mason died over the weekend after trying to slide down a cable car wire in the Alps. As a tourist, he sustained fatal injuries after he attached a snap link. You know how, you know what a snap link is? You can use them. I use them to close the fence gates at the farm. These little snap, metal snap that you can put around in this circumstance. I can imagine, which you just put it around the cable and decided he would slide down the cable instead of waiting for the cable car. The only problem is he didn't realize there was a big rock on the way down. That was just above the cable. So he goes down on the cable, car until, oops, the outcropping rock is there. He splats into it. See you later, Mr. Mason.
Jeez.
His son believes that his dad thought he could get down the mountain faster than waiting for the cable car. Those people. Isn't that, what do they call those awards when people do silly
Darwin.
Stuff like this? The Darwin Awards, right. There, that's what that guy needs to be. Here's Carter Wilkinson of Reno, Nevada in the news today. He realized his dream come true. Last week he tweeted at Wendy's, "Yo, at Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets?" Within a minute, the chain tweeted back, 18 million. "Challenge accepted," Wilkerson said. "Consider it done." Reaching 18 million retweets would require breaking the world record of the most retweets currently held by Ellen DeGeneres for her Oscar selfie. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah.
That was actually cool. That was a lot of fun. That was cool. At 3.2 million retweets. So how did this teenager, if you look at his profile, reads, "I like chicken nuggets, tacos, and cherries." When he hit 1.2 million and counting, he was shocked and then tweeted, "A million officially shook," the company tweeted. "This has been fun to watch, and it's amazing he's already 1/118th of the way there," according to a Wendy's spokesperson. "They're keeping the faith, and they've all learned when it comes to Wendy's nugget love, anything is possible." Man, you're talking about free advertising. Good God.
No kidding.
Huh? Jeepers, crow. They donated $100,000, the Wendy's people did, in Carter's name, to an organization that helps find homes for foster children. So they have class. They were smart. This is a great promotion. This just keeps it going. Right? I mean, that's
and just, they did give him, yeah, he only made it to 3.6 million retweets, but they did give him a free year of chicken nuggets.
Did they quit at that point?
Well, I think because he surpassed Ellen's record, and no one really expected it. I mean, he was just a normal guy, and I watched the interview that he did with Ellen a couple weeks ago, and she basically was like, "If you beat my record, I'm going to come after you." and so that's not great for him now. But, yeah, it's just, like, he started out, I think, with 140 followers on Twitter or something like that, and then he tweeted it, and Wendy's tweeted back, and overnight he had, like, 50,000.
Yeah. Now, why can't we do that?
Well, I guess we've got to find someone to ask for chicken nuggets, or we've got to find something else to ask for.
How about raw milk?
I don't know if that's going to get us 3 million retweets, but we can give it a go.
Yeah, give it the old college try. Other name in the news, Damon John. Remember him from Shark Tank? He has stage 2 cancer.
Oh, no.
Apparently
what kind?
He had a big mass removed from his thyroid this week, and he was tweeting about that on social media Wednesday. He said he went in and got early detection, understood I had a challenge, and I needed to attack it now, otherwise it'll attack me. I didn't realize that thyroids were that dangerous. I know that a lot of people have them out. But let's hold a good thought for him. Hope that he gets better and comes back quickly. I think that's just an interesting show, frankly. 20 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience, speaking of interesting
shows. If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For us to have our exciting Thursday experience called Throwback Thursday. And so we focus during our musical segment. Every hour has a portion of it devoted to music, musical news, musical history. These next five songs are the top five songs from this week in 1966. And at number five, The Mindbenders, an English group with a groovy, that was a word. It was so much fun to use. Everything was groovy, man. A groovy kind of love. It was. Can you imagine me talking like that on the air? Everything was groovy, man.
No, I can't picture that.
All right, crank it up, Kara, for a second.
This is so much better than the Phil Collins version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All right, so the number five tune, Mindbenders, Groovy Kind of Love. Number four, Percy Sledge. Love this song. My God, is this a great song.
Once again, the original way better than Michael Bolton's.
Yeah, Michael Bolton. Never mind. When a man loves a woman, crack it up, Barry. She can do no wrong. And this is true. Turning back on his best friend if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, nothing gets in the way. And there was so much. So, have you all heard this version of this song before? You just heard Michael Bolton mess it up.
Well, yeah.
this is so much. This is a serious channel. R&B channel that I've taken to. It has, I mean, I've always loved all the soul music from whether it's Motown, Philadelphia, some of the West Coast sound, and this kind of stuff is all throughout it. It's just fun to listen to. There's a penetrating thought to some of this stuff. Okay, so that's number four. Young Rascals, number three. Felix Cavalieri didn't like being called the Young Rascals, so he canned that, and they became just the Rascals. Had 14 number one songs. This is one of them. Crank it up, Kara! Woo-ha! Goosebumps. My family doctor is just what I had. I said doctor. Mr. MD. Can you tell me what's ailing me?
I think
myself if nobody else. This is the problem. This guy's an old Italian, and he's just a character. Yeah. All right, so that's number three. Beach Boys, number two. Brian Wilson, listen to him. I miss seeing him. I gotta go see him. Jennifer, we gotta figure out somehow to
see
him at some point in time. I found out yesterday the Moody Blues are playing in the Hollywood Bowl.
At the Hollywood Bowl, I know. I was going to tell you that, but you always tell me I'm not going to be in town.
Well, I won't be, but I'm going to see him in Boston. I think it's in...
I thought the Beach Boys and Moody Blues were doing something together.
No.
Or the Beach Boys are on tour with somebody good.
The Four Tops, I think. Aren't they?
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah. All right. Number one song. This week, 1966, belong to the Mamas, the Papas. Number one... 3 weeks in a row. I used to like them, but I found out what a cur Sebastian is. What a no good. Ugh.
Who?
The guy, the lead singer, slept with his daughter.
What?
Yeah, you know that story.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Bad guy. I didn't even want to play this song. Don't play any. Don't bring me any more Mamas and Papas.
Okay. Wow. Noted.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that story. 28 minutes after the hour, this is Throwback Thursday with the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercising your pets when they get into those senior years. You know, as your dog or cats head into those senior years or golden years, they may not be able to run as fast or jump as high or have the stamina that they once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for pet guardians to understand their dogs' and cats' limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. It's important to make sure you exercise your dog according to their level of ability. So start out gradually. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can be due to decreased heart function as well. So if you notice that your dog isn't comfortable exercising, it's probably a good idea to have him checked by a vet. Exercise is just as important for our senior pets as it is for our senior humans. So go ahead, take that stroll. Maybe not a run, just that stroll. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on GAF shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete ShelterPod system at ShelterPod.com. The ShelterPod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Doug Steffen, happy to be with you and you and you and you and Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. The sports news coming up, Biff and Biff, in a few moments. First, though, here's something that you can take to heart if you're of dating age and what goes on with people and how they decide who they're going to date. I wonder if you did this, Victoria, when you met Lewis, Jennifer, when you met Jeff, Kara, when you meet Mr. Wonderful, wherever he may be, when he shows up. What people are doing now more and more, 42% of adults in a survey out this week say knowing your credit score will affect who you date and how long you date them. 1,000 adults were surveyed by Bankrate.com. Women three times as likely to consider credit score a major influence on a potential partner compared to 20% of the men surveyed. So twice as many women are concerned about your credit score than the other way around, men concerned about a woman's credit score.
I think it's
mostly
true.
Yeah, I think women are way more concerned with stability and people being financially responsible than dudes.
Well, I think women are more financially responsible than men are. So if you were to turn it around, maybe the other side of this is that it could
men
be that
don't
men
have to worry about it as
know
much.
That women are more responsible than they are. That's the way I look at it. I'm just off the top of my head. Women say finances, education, and job prospects all factor into the value of a potential mate. How about love? Wait a minute. Finances, education, and job prospects. I don't say anything about love here.
Or chemistry or
love.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens at the beginning, but I know if you're going to get serious about someone, that's a priority to me for sure.
Credit score? You know what Jeff's credit score is?
We talked about credit. I mean, I don't know his exact score, but we talked about issues, about what kind of money he owes, about, I mean, that's important. If you're going to combine your life with somebody,
if you're
going to
have
that
you got to know what they owe. Exactly. I'd want
to
know that if I was married to somebody. I don't want a dependent. Yeah, right. Okay. So there you go. That's food for thought. Here's the latest news from the Dakota Access Pipeline. News media wants everybody to know 84 gallons of oil leaked out last month. This is, they've almost finished the pipeline, testing it here and there. So, and this is a plus and a minus, sort of. Doesn't seem like a lot, but 84 gallons in a lake of drinking water isn't going to do it any good.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been most critical, I have three or four things. I could pick out four or five things about Trump that I really like, and I can pick out at least three or four things about his administration that I don't like. And one of them is this, the way this was handled was bad by Obama and worse by Trump. And the fact that this, the Missouri River feeds into lake, is it Oahe? How do you pronounce it? O-A-H-E. It's an Indian name anyway. But this is the water supply for downriver, not just for the Indians, but for everybody in the area. So they already got 84 gallons of oil spill in the lake. Ridiculous. And you know who's going to have to pay for it, cleaning it up? Look in the mirror. You and me, Fred and Alice taxpayer, are going to pay for this. It was a bad decision, badly handled, just gut stuff that's dumb. And so there's that. And so people say, well, what else don't you like about Trump? I don't like Comey. Scratch Comey. I don't like Pruitt. I don't like DeVos. And and the Monsanto thing. All right. So those are my four beefs with Trump so far. What do I like about Trump? The tax reform bill. I think it's genius, so beneficial to America. Maybe I can just stop right there. I think that's the best thing. The healthcare thing, I'm ambivalent about it one way or another. I need to find out more how it really does or will. First of all, it's got to pass. So all these people that are doing all of the ooga aga stuff. You know, the other thing, I said this earlier, if you didn't hear me, what's her name? Stephanie Huckabee, what's her last name? Who had filled in for
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I like I just thought she had so much spunk when I saw her yesterday. Good for her. All right. Meanwhile, let's get off of that. Italians. How many people here, just for the fun of it, know and like Italian? There's a guy in town meeting that sits in front of me right off the boat. His name is Tony Larondo, and he speaks English with that fine Italian accent. So you can just understand enough of what he says. You can't really understand everything he says, but you understand enough of it. And those are the kind of Italians I love listening to them talk. You know, I understand what the hell they're saying. So here's an Italian village. The name of the village is, write this down. This would be a good place to go this summer. It's Bormida, B-O-R-M-I-D-A, Bormida, offering a payment of $2,000 and rents as low as $50 a month to reverse their declining population. It's in the Liguria region of Italy. That's Genoa, 50 miles or so from Genoa. I think halfway between Milano and Genoa. They have only 390 people that live there. The mayor wants to get more people to come into the town so it doesn't become a ghost town. So, let's see here. The residency, they've got four more people now moved in. Actually more than that, because 54 people have died or moved away in the last year or so. So they're offering people $2,000 payment in cash, and you can live there for $50 a month. How about that? Everybody ready? We go over there. So you can't go there on a vacation. You got to go there to live.
Right. You got to just stay.
Right.
Or maybe just rent a place and have it as your, you know, pied a terre.
$130 a month? That's a great idea. Let's go do that. Let's rent a place. We'll take a five-year lease out for $130 a month, and we'll go over there on vacation or rent it out.
We'll make Airbnb. Our own timeshare.
Yeah. Their architecture dates back. This is an old village. Goes back 1,200 years.
I'm sure it's gorgeous.
Yeah. I bet it is, too. I'm circling this.
Do you and Meredith want to go to Italy? Have you ever been to Italy?
I have. I've been to Italy twice. I was in Rome once, and then I went around on the other side. Actually, I've been there three times. The other side of Italy, across from Dubrovnik in Yugoslavia, is a little town called Palo, Palo. That is just a fabulous little village. It looks like one of those villages that you would see in a movie. Let me think now. Have you ever seen the movie The Guns of the Navarone? It's a World War II movie about a gun that was built on the side of the hill on the Italian coast, and the Allies tried for years. They would shoot up all these shipping that was going in and out of the lane and the Mediterranean. And so this movie was about, who was in that movie? Quinn and Gregory Peck. I don't know, it doesn't make any difference at this point. But the point I'm making here is the village where they shot most of it was just beautiful. Italy, you're right, Victoria. It's a beautiful country.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go. It's on my bucket list. But, it just... Beautiful. And it's
the people
interesting
are
because...
nuts. Italians are crazy.
Really?
They are. But, they have a great lifestyle.
Yeah.
They really do believe in nooners. They open their shops in the morning at 8 o'clock. They close them at noon or 12:30. They have a couple of hour nap, and they open them back up at 3 o'clock, and they close them at 8. That's how they do it.
Not bad.
Yeah. So it's very interesting lifestyle. Okay.
Well, $130 a month for a home, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, time for sports. Biff and Biff, please stand at attention or sit at attention. This is kind of sad news. I knew these people. Chris Berman is from Boston originally, but he's been on ESPN for a long, long time. And so you want me to tell the story, or do you want to tell the story?
Go ahead, sure.
Yeah,
where's our intro, Kara? You're slacking today, birthday girl.
Happy birthday. Chris Berman's wife's name is Kathy, and she got killed in a car accident in Connecticut yesterday or the day before. She was a teacher, married 33 years, two children, Meredith and Douglas. She was 67. Driver of the other car died in the accident as well. He was 87. So here we are back to that conversation that we had earlier about people that are older driving and not knowing. She was completely innocent in this. This guy went off the road or went off into another lane, gone. She's dead like that. So...
What a terrible year for Chris Berman already.
Yeah, right.
The rumors where he kind of got forced out. And he still has a contract to do with the radio show with ESPN, but, it's terrible.
Lousy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. How about Biff Horn on this one? The Hall of Famer, Nick, how do you pronounce it? Buonaconte, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Buonaconte.
Actually, both of you probably chime in on this. I might,
I was going to say, thanks for giving me the one with the hardest last name ever.
All right. This guy's gone public. What's he telling everybody?
Well, he is a Miami Dolphins Hall of Famer, Nick Buonaconte. He's gone public with his health issues for the first time, explaining to Sports Illustrated that he feels lost and like a child. He's 76 years old, a former linebacker, and one of the leaders of the Dolphins' undefeated 1972 Super Bowl championship team. He suffers from memory loss. He can't use his left hand, and he struggles to even put on a shirt, among other ailments. He would not say that he suffers from CTE, but his doctors have confirmed that there are brain issues that might be linked to playing 14 years, it's a long career of professional football. According to his son, Mark, who was paralyzed while playing football, Buonaconte is frustrated and depressed. He estimates that he took about 520,000 blows to the head while playing football.
My God.
Yeah, the MRIs that he's done over the past 2 years have revealed that he has brain shrinkage. So, good thoughts to him. How do you even count 520,000 blows to the head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But remember, this is part of training, understanding what's going on. People that sign a contract to play football in this day and age know what they're getting into. So I'm not so
sure. At this point,
you
have to know. Yeah, I mean, this guy is way before anybody knew anything. But
playing in high school, no.
Well, this stirred up a lot. This made the rounds yesterday on all the sports sites and on social media. He's kind of being controversial. He said that the concussion settlement that the NFL put out for players was a joke. And he said it's the way it's structured is a joke. They're waiting for us to die, and they're going to play until the clock. They're going to run the clock until everybody dies. And he was.
Wow. There are actuaries that would figure. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that for a second. The actuaries that figure all these things out work for the insurance
companies. Oh, I don't think he's wrong. Yeah. I mean, the NFL certainly doesn't want to hear this.
Yeah.
But,
it's all a money game. It's all about the dough. That's it. Yeah. So why would that be something that would surprise you?
Oh, I'm not surprised that he's saying it. I'm saying, like, a lot of people are kind of coming down hard on the NFL now, saying, like, you know, look, you built this league on
the
backs and brains of
these people. The NFL has been getting away with murder, literally, for decades.
Yeah, I know.
And these people that get so excited about going to these games and watching these people again, they know what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a lot of sympathy for them at this point. But
the problem isn't the game. The problem is that people have an appetite for a hard-hitting, violent game. And so instead of playing football like it was probably intended to be played, where you'd have some risk, but not the risk that you do in modern football, they're letting kids take huge hits. I mean, Doug, we've talked about this before. My friend Fred Dreyer played for the Giants and the Rams. He has some CTE issues, and he will tell you that the football league is just, and football in general, the football world, is not teaching kids. They're not teaching them how to give hits and take hits. And that's the problem, because they just want to make it hard-hitting and violent.
I agree. All right, food for thought. 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show.
Mother's Day is the second largest holiday for gifts of jewelry, ahead of even Valentine's Day. And finding the perfect gift is easier than you think. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America offers some sound advice.
Moms tend to be selfless. To show appreciation, loved ones turn to gifts of jewelry, as they're precious, beautiful, and timeless, just like mom. Jewelry also serves as a daily reminder of love and admiration, and it will be appreciated for years to come. With one trip to your local Jewelers of America member, you can find the perfect gift for all of the special moms in your life.
What are the top styles this Mother's Day?
Jewelry with meaningful messages is always a top gift. Look for pieces that can be engraved with names, mantras, or terms of endearment. Gemstone jewelry is also popular, especially birthstones. Other top gifts are hoop earrings and updated pearl necklaces, bracelets, and rings.
For a list of Jewelers of America members near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Kiva for the Consumer Radio Network.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now 53 after the hour, another doctor, some more information. Test your knowledge of what you know about yourself with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted eminent cardiologist who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, here with us every week to go through some of the amazing news that comes from the medical journals. Let's start, because you're a cardiologist, Ken, let's start with the information about painkillers and how they affect your heart.
Sure, Doug. Using ibuprofen and other types of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, the Advils of the world, all those types of medicines, for as little as 1 week may increase the risk of heart attack. Individuals who use any of these NSAIDs at any dose for at least 1 week have a 20 to 50% increased risk of heart attack compared to individuals who do not use NSAIDs. Keep doses low and short duration.
All right. So you're the cardiologist. Let's kind of get to the bottom of this. What is happening? Because in this ibuprofen and these things, and aspirin is ibuprofen, is it not?
Not really.
What is it? This is where the confusion comes in. Some people think aspirin and Tylenol and these other things are all pretty much the same thing.
They're not. They're very different. You have to think of families of drugs. And in each family, there's a number of members. And the family name is the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, NSAIDs. And aspirin is an NSAID, but it has unique properties of also not only lowering pain, but also thinning blood. And all of these other NSAIDs just lower pain. And those are like the Advils, the Motrins, the ibuprofens. And those groups, aside from aspirin, are the ones that seem to be causing heart attacks. So you want to really stay away from those unless you have no other choice.
So,
the British Medical Journal just this morning.
If you take an aspirin, though, isn't that supposed to be
aspirin is not
good.
I'm not talking about aspirin.
I know you're not.
aspirin is good, but it, you know, in every little drug, there's a little bit of poison and there's a lot of good. And aspirin can irritate the stomach. It can cause bleeding over a long period of time. See, you have to use it cautiously, but it has a lot of wonderful things in it. We've talked about it all the time, lowering the risk of heart attacks, strokes, even may lower the risk of breast cancer and also GI, gastrointestinal cancer.
All right. So here's another one that I find very concerning. How many drugs that get approved by the FDA are then, after approval, subsequently a problem?
This is concerning. This is published this week in Journal of the American Medical Association. We finally call it JAMA, that nearly one in three drugs, Doug, that receive FDA approval have safety concerns. These safety risks emerge on average 4 years after approval. This means that many patients are exposed to these medications before the risks become clear. You have to be very cautious with these new drugs because there's an evolution in the development of drugs. They, you know, there's all this pressure to get these new drugs out because people's lives are on the line. But then these problems do develop because there's really no great model for speeding up this process. So you have to use them cautiously and only use them if you have no other choice until you see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's compare and contrast that to Super Beets, which is an all natural product that comes from non-GMO beets. There's nothing in this. There's no aspirin, nothing. There's no drugs in it at all. It's completely natural. And it opens up, as a cardiologist, you can safely describe better than can I the impact of this on microvessels and the arteries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and why that makes an important difference.
Sure. This is concentrated food, and that's why I love it. And it's based on good evidence, and it's based on Nobel Prize-winning discovery that we all need replenishment of nitric oxide. It's the third gas in the body, like oxygen and carbon dioxide. This gas is necessary to help the blood vessels open up and to help the body communicate from head to toe. The red blood cells, remember from high school biology, carry oxygen from head to toe, but before they can get into your circulation, they have to release this other gas, nitric oxide, so that the blood vessels open up to let the red blood cell in, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks of nitric oxide, which can diminish, you can be empty of them, and that's where the Super Beets or the Neo 40, this granulated beet product, comes into play, developed by a physiologist at Baylor University. It's the real thing. I strongly recommend it.
So take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 and get on the program with Super Beets. First order, get you an extra month supply free. You also have free shipping. You mentioned Dr. Ken, the book about beets. 800-655-4183. That's Super Beets. Now, 800-655-4183.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.